Hello, welcome to Chapter 16, Location, Layout, and Physical Facilities. I know you'll be happy to hear that this is both the final chapter on Test 2 and a much simpler chapter than the two we just looked at. To remain consistent, though, we will try to cover it the same way we did the last, which means taking a quick look at the test questions in it and bouncing down the list of terms. In Section 2, you will be asked to identify the five location criteria, or not to identify, but to name the five location criteria. A very good topic for discussion. No reason to get into it here since we can't discuss it, but do take a look at these in the book. What kind of things help me determine where I should locate my retail or service business? The size of the trading area, customer traffic, parking, room for expansion, and visibility. I think you and I might put different words on those, but they would amount to the same thing. For your test, please name these five. These will be the correct answers. Down in Section 5, a couple of ways of looking at layouts. If I'm laying out retail facilities, there's a standardized set of terms, ways to do that. They are freeform, grid, loop, and spine. I wish these were in your book. They aren't. But try to imagine freeform. It's just I have merchandise scattered everywhere. No clear aisles or groupings or anything. Grid is much like a grocery store. Very clear up and down aisles. If it's big enough, some cross aisles in the middle. But very much a grid shape. Loop, you walk in, think pennies. There's a large loop around the store. Actually, there's a cross on that, but there's a large loop around the store that takes you near the different departments. And spine, sort of the reverse of that, one main aisle up the middle with the merchandise on either side of it. You see this in smaller stores in the mall. Picture some of the fashion stores you've seen then. But those are the four basic types of retail layouts you'll be expected to name. For manufacturing layouts, similarly another item not clearly in the book, but I can lay these out by product, by process, or by fixed position. I can say on this assembly line, we're going to build all the four-wheelers. On this separate assembly line, we're going to build all the jet skis. Or I can do it by process. Let's do all the engine assembly for both items on this assembly line. Let's do all the painting, the final inspection, and the packaging on this assembly line. That would be by process. Or fixed position. Let's bring the parts and let's do everything here. Let's build it all here. Where do we do this? Imagine ships. At this location, we build them all up, we do the inspection, we do the final cleaning and painting work on them, and the testing, right in one central location. So three basic types of manufacturing layouts are product, process, and fixed position. Three questions you have to know for this chapter. The term list should be equally easy. The first term is GIS. It stands for Global Information System. But what it is, it's a computer system that helps you generate maps based on some other information. This is combining some information with maps. Picture one of the maps you've seen of South Carolina with all the counties on it color-coded by unemployment rate. What computer system did that? Combined that unemployment rate data with the map, a GIS, a Geographic Information System. Now, the Census Bureau has a huge database. Of course, it covers businesses and areas and lots of data. It has a name. It's called TIGER. So TIGER is the Census Department's mapping file that GIS systems can use. Clustering, the third term on the list. Clustering is when competitive firms tend to group together. Why would they do that? Because then their suppliers would be close by, and they would gain from one another's knowledge. A pool of knowledgeable employees in that area. This is how so many automobile manufacturers ended up in Detroit once upon a time, clustering. Index of retail saturation. Excuse me. This is a measurement we use, but what it does is measures the value of a square foot of retail space. I would encourage you to read in the text how that's calculated, but it'll be easy in the list of terms. It's a measurement of the value of retail space. Zoning. We know that all counties and cities have zoning laws. What that allows them to do is divides an area into different districts so they can control how the land is used. Dividing the land so they can control how it's used. trading area, that's the area we draw our customers from. A couple of zones here, foreign trade zone and an empowerment zone. A foreign trade zone has to do with tariffs and customs laws. A lot of times near an airport, you'll set up a foreign trade zone, hoping companies will set up there so they don't have to pay tariffs on the raw materials they import. So what it is an area, a region, or an area that has limited custom requirements. That'll be the short version of it, I suppose. An empowerment zone is somewhat similar but doesn't focus on the customs laws. It is just an area that has tax or some other type benefits. We may say if anything put into this industrial park doesn't have to pay property taxes for the next 5 years. That would be what we call an empowerment zone. And a business incubator. A lot of cities have set up areas specifically to provide office and working space for small businesses to grow and develop, to incubate those small businesses. We call those business incubators. ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, it gave requirements that our facilities be able to handle the physically handicapped. Typically, this means the use of Braille and the use of ramps and elevators for those who are mobility impaired. Ergonomics is designing products or facilities to match the human body. This means making chairs at the right height, computer monitors that have the right tilt to them, the right amount of light. In other words, studying humans and what kind of products and surroundings best fit them. And layout is just exactly that. That's arranging the physical facilities of a business. I think you'll find this to be an easy chapter all the way around. And hopefully an easy test if you work hard on the terms from the other two chapters. Thank you. Good luck. And do not forget the test deadline.